Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And it's 11:32. Dean Richards, Sunday morning. WGN keeper of all things entertainment. Hear my entertainment reports with Bob Surratt every weekday morning between 8 and 8:30. Catch me on the WGN TV morning news Monday through Friday. Weekend box office numbers just came in, and Sonic the Hedgehog, a big winner. Kids' movies are, you know, are not usually my favorite movies, but I got to say this weekend, the best movie of the weekend is this Sonic the Hedgehog. Really nicely done, very cleverly written. It's something that the kids and adults both could enjoy. Jim Carrey is so entertainingly diabolical in this movie. It is the number one movie of the weekend. Margot Robbie's Birds of Prey, which was kind of a bomb when it opened, and is already showing signs of decline, dropping to the number two spot. After that, it was the romantic drama, The Photograph, in the number three spot. After that, the horror version of Fantasy Island. Blumhouse presents Fantasy Island. This is one that they, I know you'll be shocked to hear, they did not screen for the critics. They didn't want us to see this ahead of time, and I haven't had a chance to catch up with it yet, and I probably will not. But the horror version of Fantasy Island came in the number four spot. And then after that, Downhill, starring Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. This is a movie which is a remake of a Swedish film called Force Majeure, about a family that goes on a skiing vacation in the Alps, which is where they actually shot this movie, by the way, as you will hear in my interview with Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus in a second. They go on this vacation. Something happens on the vacation. It's in the trailer, so I guess I can tell you that it's an avalanche, not one that buries them, you know, in the mountains. They're sitting at a dining area. An avalanche takes place nearby, and part of the avalanche spills over into this eating area in the Alps. And what happens when that happens changes everything with this family. The way that they perceive each other, their expectations of each other, how they relate to one another. It's kind of an interesting character study, I guess. But this movie sort of doesn't know if it wants to be a comedy or a drama. It turns out to be, I think, more a story about expectations, relationships and expectations. It really gets a little on the heavy side. Not something that you would expect from Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Will Ferrell. Not that they only should do comedy, but they're sort of presenting it that way in their commercials and in their trailer. And it's really not. There are a few laughs in the movie, but this movie is decidedly a little heavier, but also a little bit scattered. Not as focused as the original Swedish film, Force Majeure. It's sort of like it can't decide really what it wants to be. I wound up giving it a Dean's List C. I think it's okay. I don't think it's terrible. I don't think it's great. So my grade on this was a Dean's List C. But I will say this. I've never sat down and spoken with Julia Louis-Dreyfus before, so that was fun. And it was great to see my old pal Will Ferrell once again. Nice to see you, my friend. Good, it's been a very long time.
Yes.
And I can't believe that I've never sat down and talked with you before.
Well, I'm finding that astounding.
It is astounding, considering all of your Chicago time.
Yeah, Chicago roots.
Yeah. What are your best memories?
Of Chicago?
Of your time there, of things that you did there.
God. I mean,
you spent a lot of time.
Your best memories.
My best, yeah. I'll keep the negative ones at bay.
Exactly.
Really, for me, it was the people that I met there. It was sort of the beginning of my career in theater And it was at Northwestern University. It was the Second City, and it was with the Practical Theater Company. So all of the above. And I met people who really changed my life there, including the wonderful Sheldon Patinkin.
Oh, yes. See? Yeah, legendary.
Legendary Sheldon.
Legendary. Do you think it's sort of
help to create who you are and what you know, the path that you took?
Totally, yeah.
Because we'd like to take credit for as much of your success as possible.
I think you should just take all the credit, to be honest with you. There's a culture in Chicago. There's a warm culture in Chicago for theater and for people who are sort of trying to do something new and different. And there's a very supportive community. And I think even when you fail, and of course, you know, there were, you know, you sort of fell on your face a lot doing sketches or whatever, you always felt as if the audience was with you regardless, and that was an incredible gift.
Yeah.
My best memory of Chicago is the Weber Grill Museum and Restaurant.
Oh, see? That's...
Is that a true thing?
It's a true place.
Have you been?
Have I been?
Sorry.
I think your picture's on the wall there.
I'm part owner.
Yes. It actually is one of those giant kettle, you know, those Weber old-fashioned.
Yes.
That's on the side of the building.
It's
giant. Yeah, it's gigantic.
It must be like in that place.
A little offended that you didn't say that your best memory was being at our station.
Well, at our station and then our crazy walk-through.
The walk-through, the hallway.
With,
we created
hallway,
a big
exactly.
welcome for Will.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah.
When I have to beg you for something like that, it takes some of the fun out of it. How amazing was it to shoot this, or difficult was it to shoot this, being out in the cold and the elements this whole time? Was it great or not so much?
It was fantastic. Yeah. It was definitely a hardship,
right?
I mean, we were cold, and it was not cushy. We didn't have fancy, massive trailers or that we could sort of hide away in or anything like that. It was very run and gun. And it was exotic as hell. I mean, we were in the Alps, actually in the Alps, filming this thing.
But I think just everyone was totally galvanized by how excited we were about the project, you know, to get to work with this wonderful cast and you know, to actually, as Julie was saying, to be there on location is just something that makes you closer and makes the project that much more fun.
Just in watching this, though, I was a little distracted thinking, how did they shoot that? How did they shoot that? How did they do that?
Oh.
Because it was phenomenal. I mean, the avalanche scene, which is pivotal, is amazing. Mm-hmm. Just all the ski lift scenes had to be kind of amazing to shoot, I would think.
We were on those lifts, man, and in the gondolas,
and again.
And by the way, they didn't close those lifts down for us. We were on those lifts
to deal with a very patient skiing public and a very facile crew who was able to just, you know, be nimble but once again, it was... As hard as the days were, it was just so much fun at the end of every day.
Just real quick, if there was something were to happen, an avalanche is pivotal in this movie and how Will's character reacts to it. If something like that were to happen in this room right now, Will, who would you save in this room?
Well, he would save you. You have a history.
So what happened there was when I asked Will that question, he thought for a moment, and then ran out of the room. Like, he's not going to save any of us. He's going to leave us all there if an avalanche happens. Great to talk with Will Ferrell, one of the best guys around. Lovely meeting Julia Louis-Dreyfus for the first time. She could not have been any nicer. The movie is called Downhill, if you want to check it out for yourself.